I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
StayAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively. With that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. Now, that's DreAllDay.com/audible. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. Your day has already started amazingly because you are tuned into the show that teaches you the discipline of showing up day after day to do the work, the confidence of putting yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness of continuing to show up, doing the work, even when the success you expected has yet to arrive. And on top of all of that, we throw a huge dose of what we call personal initiative. That's the go-getterness that causes you to go make things happen instead of waiting for them to happen. We put all this together. We have what we call the Work on Your Game podcast. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. And today I want to expose a lie that you have been told. I want to expose a falsehood that you may have been, you may even be at this moment living your entire life by. I want to expose some bad information that someone gave you. Someone has misled you. Someone has led you astray. You have been bamboozled into believing that things are supposed to be fair. Someone told you that you should expect fairness. Someone fooled you into believing that when something doesn't go the way that you want it to, and you complain that the situation was not fair, that then it will be reversed to work in your favor. That's wrong. Somebody lied to you. Somebody told you something that is absolutely not true. And the purpose of today's episode is for me to help you unlearn the bad information you've been taught. I don't know where you got that from. Maybe you got it from your mom. Maybe you got it from watching TV. Maybe you got it from some fiction novel that you read on the train. I don't know where you got it from, but somebody lied to you. I get sports players. Actually, I was going through some comments on my YouTube channel, and there are athletes who come and they complain. They complain about favoritism. I had a parent leave a comment complaining about favoritism, saying my kid was by far one of the best players in the gym. They could do this, this, and this, but the coach plays favorites. So that's the reason why he didn't make the team. We always got to deal with these BS politics. This is a parent saying this. And that's sad. That saddens me that it is a parent. It's one thing if it's a 15-year-old kid saying it. They're still young and developing, and they don't have any kids, so they're not teaching it to anybody else. But it's another thing when a parent is saying it, because now I know at least two people are living by this BS, not only the parent, but also their child. If they went online and talked about it, I'm sure they talked about it to their child. They are teaching their child, they're conditioning their child to believe that things being unfair is a reason for them to complain and protest, and that things are going to change if you complain about them being unfair. This is incorrect, people. I don't know who told you this. I don't know where this came from. I see it is becoming very prevalent. It's been very prevalent that I've seen online over the last few months, at least looking at people who have commented or sent a question or an email or a direct message to me, is a lot of complaining about things not being fair. Understand this, things are not supposed to be fair. It's inexplicable to me that people are walking around thinking things are supposed to be fair. Adults. See, I use children as an example. Now, you got the parent who is saying this. Sometimes somebody says, an athlete will say, well, this other kid is not better than me. I'm way better than him, but his dad knows the coach, so that's why he made the team. Or this other kid didn't even practice all week, but then he came to the game and he got to play first string. Well, I had to play second string. That doesn't make any sense. Or this person is playing more than me, even though I have more game and I play better in practice. I'm a better dribbler. I'm a better shooter. I don't understand this. I do understand when it's coming from a child. When it's coming from someone whose age starts with the number one, and I don't mean 100, but somewhere in the teens and things, I understand those people because maybe you haven't been taught properly. You haven't been taught properly. Your mind is malleable enough at this point, though, that I can teach it to you. But here's the thing. Adults out there complain too. Adults out there had the exact same situations in the professional world or the business world. The thing is, with adults, the only difference between these teens, these kids who are complaining, and adults who complain is that most of the time, adults, with the exception, some rare exceptions like this parent who left a comment on one of my videos complaining about the fact that their kid was so great, but they still didn't make the team. Most adults have seen so much unfairness in their lives that they don't actually do anything about it. You know what they do? They just stop talking about it. They just stop talking about it and passively accept the unfairness working against them. They just come to expect the unfairness to work against them. So it just is what it is at that point for a lot of adults. You ever hear an adult talking about something that they don't like, a situation that they don't want, and they say, well, it is what it is, wistfully. It just is what it is. And wherever the wind blows, whether it's fair or unfair tomorrow, that's just what I'm going to have to deal with. It is what it is. This is what adults do. Adults just get to the point. The thing with the kid complaining, even though I hate to hear people complain, the thing with the kid complaining, at least they're putting some energy behind, hey, this is not going the way that I want it to go. Maybe if I talk about it, things will change. They're absolutely wrong about that, things changing because they talked about it, but at least they're trying something. Now, the adults, though, they get in a situation that things aren't going the way they want it. They don't even talk about it. They just passively accept it and just let it be as it is. And every time they do that, they weaken themselves for the possibility of ever fighting against it and to having the strength to fight against it and maybe do something for themselves. So that's what we're talking about here in today's episode. Somebody lied to you because you expect fairness. If you're expecting fairness in your life, in your sport, on your team, at your job, in your family, in your relationships, you're expecting fairness anywhere, you have been lied to. And the purpose of today's episode is to beat that lie out of you. Yes, we're going to beat it out of you. Number one, any situation you're in, anywhere you're in, any space, I don't care what age you are, what profession you're in, if you don't even have a profession, if things are unfair for you, if there's an unfair situation working against you in any way, shape, or form, listen up, listen close, write this down. If things are working unfairly for you, that means you are missing something. Yes, I said that exactly as it's supposed to be said. If things are working unfairly against you, that means you are missing something. That means you don't know the right people. That means you do not have the right skills. Maybe you're just not showing those skills. Maybe you do know the right people, but you are not connecting with those people on a level that you need to and get to enroll them in helping you the way that you want them to. It means maybe you have not performed at the highest possible level that you can, or you have not done it consistently enough. Maybe you just don't have the experience. You have not invested the time enough yet for things to work out in your favor. We talked about that a couple days ago. Maybe people just don't know who the hell you are. Either way, if things are working against you in an unfair way, in a way that you deem to be unfair, that means you are missing something. Not the person who is in charge. They're not missing anything. Not the person you think you're better than who's getting the opportunity you think you deserve. They're not missing anything. No, you are missing something. Skills, performance, experience, knowing the right people, relationships, the thing that we call politics, that we also call networking when it's working for us. That means you're missing something. So this is a question you need to ask yourself. Whenever you have an unfair situation you're facing, this is what you do. Ask yourself this question. What am I lacking that caused things to happen this way? I'm going to say that one more time. What am I lacking that caused things to happen this way? And you must ask this question and keep asking it until you get an answer. until you get some answers that will allow you to take initiative, be proactive, and work on your own game to improve yourself. Now, if all the answers that you get are excuses, if all the answers are things that allow you to just sit there and brood and bitch and moan and complain, that's not the right answer. If you listen to the show enough, you've heard me use this technique many times, that where you're going to ask yourself a question and keep asking it until you get some answers that move you to actually take action and do something to improve yourself, so that next time you don't have the same excuse. Because if you don't do anything to improve yourself, who's to say that this same thing can't happen over and over and over again until you're 57 years old and you're still bitching and complaining about things being unfair? Nobody cares. Nobody cares. If you think complaining about things being unfair are going to cause things to work out for you, you know what they're going to put on your tombstone? They're going to put one of those scales. You know, the legal scales where you got the two sides. One side can go higher than the other. It's going to be one side way heavier than the other, and you're going to be on the high side. All right. Unfair. All right. Things were unfair for little Jimmy all life. Well, it won't be little Jimmy. Big Jimmy all his life, or Big Lisa all her life. That's what it's going to be. If you think you expect things to go fair, if you don't answer this question properly, what am I lacking that caused this to happen? There's a parent who said, well, I didn't get along with the coach, and that's the reason why my kid got cut from the team. Okay, so parent, what are you lacking? You're lacking a relationship with the coach. You got your kid cut. You should apologize to your kid. That's what I said to the parent. You need to apologize to your kid. You caused your kid to get cut. Get the hell out the way. What are you doing at tryouts anyway? What are you doing talking to the coach anyway? Get the hell out the way. Sit your behind the sideline. Matter of fact, don't even come to the gym and let your kid represent themselves. And if their kid's good, they make it. If they're not good, they don't make it. But don't get in the way. What you doing in the way, parent? Kid out there, you didn't make the team because whatever excuse you want to come up with. I play better than everybody in the gym, but I still didn't make the team. Oh, well, you're lacking something. But if you think you play better than everybody in the gym, that means you're lacking nothing. So it's impossible for you to ever fix the situation. So that must mean you're doomed to failure. Unless you want to revise those facts. Unless those facts are going to change in a couple minutes once you got some time to think about it. So the question here is, point number one, what am I lacking that caused this to happen this way? And today's topic, again, is somebody lied to you because you are expecting fairness in life. Number two, the goal that you're after here, the reason that we're talking about this, the goal that we're after, if you didn't notice, we're not going after things being fair in life. The goal is not just fairness everywhere in life. If everything in life was just absolute fair, a lot of things would be different. We all know that, right? You could probably name 20 things would be different in your own life and the world at large if everything was just about absolute fairness and anything that was unfair was just not allowed. If that was the case, a whole lot of things would be different. Is this true or is this not true? So our goal is not to get guaranteed fairness, because that's never going to happen. I'm telling you right now, guaranteed fairness is never going to happen, but this is not something that should make you feel sad. This is something that should excite you, because this is what you're going after. The goal is to get the unfairness that will always exist on your side instead of against you. That's the goal we're after here, is to get the unfairness that will always exist no matter who you are, where you're from, where you go. There will be unfair situations everywhere in life. The goal is to just have the unfairness working for you instead of having it work against you. What does that mean? Those of you who like to make the excuse of, well, the coach plays favorites, or this guy made the team because the coach knows this person, or the boss or the supervisor, they promoted this person because this person's always talking to them and they're friends and they go to lunch together and they know each other outside of work. Anytime you use the excuse of this person knows this person, which is why things are unfair for me, that means you lack the proper relationships to have that work for you. That's the problem. Oh, the coach plays favorites. He only plays the guys who he's cool with. Then you need to get cool with him then. What do you mean he only plays the guys he's cool with? So that means you're not cool with him? That's a good reason why you didn't make it. I mean, the coach is a human being, right? Your boss, your supervisor is a human being. That HR manager, they are human beings. Okay, so if you think them being cool with people helps those people in their situations, by deductive reasoning, doesn't that just make sense that you need to get cool with somebody? I mean, if you just took some time to think about it, if you just turned off the bitching and moaning switch and just thought about the situation, wouldn't that just make sense? I mean, that's a rhetorical question I want to ask to the audience today. Wouldn't that just make sense? Okay, so these people have a relationship and they got a favorable outcome. I don't have a relationship and I got an unfavorable outcome. Maybe, just maybe, I need to get a relationship so maybe I can get a favorable outcome. Maybe that'll work, maybe it won't, but you won't find out until you stop bitching about the unfairness, which is going to happen anyway, and do something about it. So that means you need to build relationships. Getting the unfairness on your side, that's only one thing, building a relationship. Another thing is stack your resources. stacking your resources, meaning if you have enough money, then you have what they call FU money. That means you don't have to listen to what somebody else says. You don't have to go along with what somebody else is doing. You can tell a company or a person or some entity, look, I don't want to work with you anymore. I'm going to go do my own thing my own way. And you don't have to come back to them or do what they say because you don't need their resources. You don't need their money. Resources, also time is a resource. Money is a resource. Knowing people is a resource. Having skills, having game is a resource. You got to work on your game. It's another thing you need to do to get the unfairness on your side. When the more you work on your game, the more skills you have, the more ability you have, the more responsibility you can take on. The more ability you have, the more responsibility you can take on. Someone tweet that to me at Dre All Day and quote, I'll retweet you. The more ability you have, comma, the more responsibility you can take on. Stacking your skills, building relationships, stacking your resources, working on your game. All of these things put you in a more favorable position for the unfairness to work for you instead of unfairness working against you. And another thing you can do, and this goes into point number three, is see how unfair can be your friend instead of your enemy. And this is a mindset point. See how you can make the unfairness of the world, and this is not a tongue-in-cheek thing. This is serious. The world is unfair. Right? I mean, I don't have to explain to you ways that things are unfair. Look around in life. Do you see some things that just didn't happen the way that you thought they would happen and you think it's completely unfair they happened the way that they did? I'm sure you do. I'm sure you can point out some things. I'm sure you can point out some things in your own life that just didn't work out fairly the way that you thought they should. What you need to start doing in life is see the unfairness as your friend instead of your enemy. If you can really just make that simple shift in your mindset, that unfair situations are, this situation is unfair, okay, excellent. What that means is I can get it working for me, which means I can have a situation working for me in addition to me working for me. You could actually save yourself time, money, and energy when things are unfair compared to when things are just straight up by the book. If things are straight up by the book, you got to put all your effort out to get a success. If things are not by the book, if things are unfair, all you got to do is get some of that unfairness on your side. That's less energy and time and money and resources you have to use to get the outcome that you want. Doesn't that just make sense? Your mindset must be on attack mode, not on victim mode. And we're going to talk about that in tomorrow's episode. Getting your mindset into attack mode and not into victim mode. If you're complaining about unfairness, you're a victim. Every moment you spend thinking about, talking about, writing about, commenting about, direct messaging about the fact that things are unfair in your behalf, unfair for you, or unfair working against you, you're a victim during that moment. You are a victim at that time because you're talking about all the things that happened against you and how terrible it is. If you didn't know by now, nobody cares. Nobody cares how unfair it is against you. You know how many people walking around life right now who've had so many unfair situations happen to them and work against them and maybe cause them an opportunity, or at least they think it caused them an opportunity or cost them some money or cost them a relationship. Your job is to put yourself in a frame of mind that whenever things are unfair, and here's a hint, things are always unfair. Whenever things are unfair, you're going to make the unfairness work for you. And when the unfairness is working for you, you can make leaps and bounds in your path to success, and it can happen way faster than you would get it happening on its own. The unfairness will work for you if you put yourself in a frame of mind and make it work for you, not just hope it does. Point number one, we're recapping today's topic, which is somebody lied to you if you're expecting things to be fair. Number one, if things are unfair working against you, that means you're missing something. That means you don't know the right people. You don't have the right skills. You have not performed at the right level. You don't have the right type of experience. You haven't done it long enough. People don't know who the hell you are. One of those things is applying to you if things are unfair against you. So ask yourself this question. What am I lacking that is causing this unfairness to happen? If the answer is nothing, then you are stuck where you are for the rest of your life. I don't even want to talk to you. If the answer is nothing, I did everything right. The answer is nothing, I have all the right tools. Okay, you're going to be like that, dealing with unfairness for the rest of your life. You're listening to the wrong podcast. You're talking to the wrong person. Keep asking that question until you get an answer. What am I lacking that caused this to happen? Because there is something that you lack. Trust me. Number two, the goal here is not for you to get guaranteed fairness. The goal of all of us in life is not for everything in life to be fair, because it never will be. The goal is to get the unfairness that always exists to be working on your side instead of working against you, which means you need to build relationships. You need people to know who the hell you are. They need to like you and need to trust you. They need to know your name and you need to know their name. If you don't know people who could possibly be making a decision that could determine your future, that's a mistake on your part. That's a mistake on your part. You got to step your people skills up. And I got books on people skills. I have a course on people skills. I've done several episodes of the 600 plus on this podcast specifically about people skills. So if you don't have people skills, that means there's something that you haven't done. There's initiative that you have not yet taken because the materials, the resources are here and available to you. That means you need to stack your resources. We're here on point number two, recapping here. Your goal is not guaranteed fairness. Stack your resources in order to get unfairness on your side. Work on your game so you actually have more skill. The more ability you have, the more responsibility you can take on. The more responsibility you have, the more power. And the more power you have, the more you can make things unfair in your favor instead of against you. Number three, see how unfair can be your friend instead of your enemy. This is the mindset you need. This is the mindset shift you need to make. All you complainers out there, all you talking about how things are unfair out there, or you whining to yourself maybe about how things are unfair, you need to change your mindset from being the victim to being the attacker. Being a person who goes and makes things happen instead of waiting for something to happen. Don't be the subject of things happening. Be the cause of things happening. Somebody can tweet that one to me too. That's a good one. Don't be the subject of things happening. Be the cause of things happening. That's at Dre All Day. Everybody work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/GAME. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work On Your Game.